You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Chip Packet Project is an Auckland-based non-profit, reusing chip packets to create survival blankets. The blankets have helped at least 69,000 people who are homeless or have been affected by natural disasters like flooding. I spoke to architect and director of academic reviews at the University of Auckland, Professor Diane Brand, about her involvement in the project and the urgent need to address Aotearoa's homelessness crisis. Here is that interview. Can you tell us a bit about the Chip Packet Project and your involvement in it?
I got involved after I heard Tarina Griffiths, the national coordinator, being interviewed by Jesse Mulligan, and she was describing what the organisation did, and I thought, wow, that's really something useful and relevant. And so I joined up as a volunteer. And essentially what the organisation does is provides blankets made out of chip packets for homeless people. And volunteers get together at various places around New Zealand and basically fuse these chip packets by ironing them together into these blankets, which really resemble emergency blankets because they have a reflective side, and that helps preserve the person's body warmth. So those are distributed through social services agencies, but Tarina has also organised groups like Scouts and Corrections, people doing community service, to also make these blankets, so there's a wider network of people now making them. However, the demand still falls far short of the need, because homelessness is now a very chronic problem in New Zealand.
What is the extent of homelessness in Aotearoa?
Just to give you a few figures, 3,624 people are living without shelter, so on the streets. Those people tend to be clustered amongst the quite young and Māori and Pacific people. And the biggest reason that they're on the streets is because of poverty. I think often we associate this state with drug dependence or other issues, but it's poverty that's driving this. And that is also reflected in the current cost of living crisis. These are 2018 figures, so the problem is a lot worse, I think, now, given the economic downturn since that census was taken. There are 7,929 people living in temporary accommodation. That means night shelters, women's refuges, and 30,171 sharing accommodation with others in severely crowded dwellings. There are another 60,399 people living in uninhabitable housing. So you can see the numbers are quite big. And Ministry of Social Development estimates that we need to make about 69,000 survival blankets for this past winter alone. And that's without taking into account natural disasters, which exacerbates the problem and has been quite prevalent this year.
What impact has the project had so far that you've seen?
You know, the basic motivation is that we recognise need in the community. We make and distribute blankets, and it eases the burden on the environment at the same time. But the people who receive these blankets can be warm, even if they're not, living in a well-appointed house. If they're living in cars, garages or underheated houses, they can still stay warm. And that basically means they can sleep at night, which is a fundamental human need.
Obviously, this is a short-term solution to the problem of homelessness in Aotearoa. What would you like to see any incoming government commit to address the issue of housing affordability in Aotearoa?
I mean, I think both the Labor and National Party are focusing on affordable housing, and that assumes that the people that are going to live in these houses can afford to buy them. And they're also, focusing on land supply, infrastructure provision and approval processes. But there's a whole lot of people in this country who will never be able to afford a house. And really what we should be talking about is social housing, which is subsidised by government or local government. and where people can have a decent shelter around them and for them and their families. Because, you know, as in most countries overseas, large percentages of the population never own their own homes. The government is the mechanism by which that housing provision should be delivered. There's a famous architect, Finnish architect, Alvar Aalto, and he said the measure of a society's level of civilization is the housing provision it provides for its population. Now, by those standards, we're not even on the starting block. I believe they need to acknowledge that this needs to be a subsidised form of housing. Developers are unable to deliver this kind of housing because their profit margins that they require to stay in business are too high. It has to be subsidised by government. So I would like to see a proper housing, social housing plan developed that is at the bottom of the market, not these current policies, which are really aimed at people who already have a chance to get into houses that they can buy themselves.
And if people would like to volunteer for the Chip Blanket Project, how can they do this?
We desperately need more volunteers. You know, we're woefully behind the delivery of the required number of blankets we need countrywide. And if anybody feels passionate enough about this to join us, we'd welcome them. The best place to go is to the website, which is chippacketproject, all one word, @gmail.com.
That was architect and director of academic reviews at the University of Auckland, Professor Diane Brand, talking about the Chip Packet Project and homelessness in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.